نتوب الى الله ان الله بصير بالعباد. استغفر الله استغفر الله وعسى الله الطاوله لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا اله الا هو عالم الغيب والشهاده هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا اله الا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحرمن العظيم الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الاسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والارض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين على القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
إبليس بني مانكايند who tried his best to deviate the mankind from right path, who tried his best to deviate the mu'mineen from the right path. But alhamdulillah, throughout the history, under the shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the help of divine guides, in the form of messengers, and Imams, alhamdulillah, a lot of believers were able to defeat this Iblis and his followers and other shayateen. And they were successful in their life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be successful in our lives like other believers, like other salihin, like other Siddiqeen, like Shuhada, who witnessed the reality and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who believed whatever was said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whatever was given by the Rasulullah sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad wa Muhammad.
So one of the great favor by Allah, by the wasila of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu
alayhi wa Muhammad wa Muhammad.
That favor of Allah is tawbah. This is special favor of Allah for the followers of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi wa
sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
So as a human being, maybe most of us on different places, on different occasions, we have committed some sins, or maybe there is possibility to commit some errors, some mistakes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept open the door of His mercy, and that is the door of Tawbah. And when this verse of Tawbah, that is in chapter 3, Surah Al Imran, verse number 135, when this verse was given to Rasulullah, and Rasulullah told the Muslimin, his companion at that time, Iblis was crying. Iblis was upset, he was crying, he was shouting, and he gathered his followers, his helpers, his supporters, and they asked, "Well, Iblis, usually every day you are happy. Whenever you are whispering, you are deviating Muslimin and the people from the right path. Usually you are happy. What had made you upset today?" He said, "I heard an ayat, a verse of Quran today, and that is verse of Tawbah. And that is the gate of Tawbah, the gate of mercy of Allah. With all my efforts, I am convincing the people, inviting the people to commit sins. And after committing sins, if they will do Tawbah, then all of my efforts are in vain. I lose it. So I put a lot of efforts, a lot of time to deviate a person, to bring him to commit the sins. And after committing sins, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided them opportunity to do Tawbah, and if they will do Tawbah, then all of my efforts are lost." And what was that verse? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whenever people, they commit fahisha, I mean sins, any mistake, any error, any sin, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, and by committing sins, they are doing dhulm upon themselves, upon their nafs, upon their soul. Then, this is the one part. People, by mistake, by whispering of shayateen, or by any mean, once they committed a sin, now, this is other chapter that has been opened by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. Allah says, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِلذَّنُوبِهِمْ. If they will do dhikrullah, if they will remember after committing sins, they will do tawbah and they will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِلذَّنُوبِهِمْ. First of all, they should ask for tawbah. They should do istighfar for those sins they have committed. And not only doing tawbah is enough, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ, they should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, remembering Allah, one way of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing istighfar. Simply, if we say astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilay, or astaghfirullah wa as'aluhu tawbah. So this is istighfar, this is just saying, but this saying is not enough. When we are saying astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilay, so then we have to picturize, what are the sins I have committed, and for what kind of sins I am asking for tawbah. And just when we are remembering those sins and regretting and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, please forgive my mistake. So this is also zikrullah. So we should also try to do this type of zikrullah as much as is possible. And especially it is recommended after every namaz, a believer should say 70 times, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذَّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who is there who should forgive your sins? There is no one except Allah who can forgive you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is here also reminding us, if you are thinking someone else can help you, there is no one. So the only and only one for whom you have to worship, or for whom you should come and ask for tawbah, That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no one else who can help you. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah says, now here is the condition, what kind of tawbah should be there. لَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. Whatever you have done, whatever the mistakes, whatever the sins you have committed already, لَمْ يُصِرُّوا. Do not do israr. Do not repeat those sins again and again. If you are doing tawbah, it means stop once for all. So whatever you have committed in the past, okay, you are regretting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. But it does not mean every day you will commit a new sin and you will try to open a new chapter of tawbah. So that is not real tawbah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَمْ يُصِرُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And whatever you are doing, any kind of sin you have committed, so do not insist on those sins. So stop committing sins and then come with sincerity and purity and sit in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you will ask for tawbah, and you should know only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive you, can accept your tawbah, and He has opened the door of tawbah for everyone. We should never be hopeless. If someone is hopeless, that is Iblis. As he was crying the day when this verse was revealed, why not we have to keep him cry every day? And tawbah does not mean that, okay, one day we done tawbah and then we should think that that has been accepted. Maybe that is accepted. But it does not mean tawbah we have to do one, because Allah said in this verse, anyone who is doing tawbah, who is saying istighfar, who is regretting, so why not he should do that tawbah every day? Because some sins we realize, yes, we have committed sins, but there are many other sins. Usually we are not realizing even we are committed the sins. There are many types of sins we are doing. Some are major, some are minor. So we are committing and we are not realizing. And someone who is realizing he committed the sins and coming for tawbah, it is due to the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with someone, then no one can get the tawfiq of tawbah. Even people, they forget they have committed the sins. So the tired peoples are not given the chance to do tawbah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He is favoring to the believer, and if someone is crying, shedding tears, asking for istighfar, doing tawbah, that is due to the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should try to do this every day, as it is recommended after every namaz. So orally, verbally, we have to say astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh. But in the depth of our heart, we should also mean it while we are doing this istighfar. So anything we have done in the past, we should not try to repeat in the future as well. Salawat. So there are few types of people who cannot be approached by the Iblis, by the Shayateen. They are unapproachable. Or they have protected themselves by certain rituals. And what are those things? If we adopt those things, inshallah, we also will be protected by the traps of Shayateen. First of those five things, that is, the first thing is Tawakkaltu ala Allah. Those people who trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who think everything is under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether I am getting something, receiving something, or not getting something, I am losing something, I am gaining something, everything I am getting are losing. So that is in the knowledge of Allah. And maybe that is due to my mistakes. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to stop, He can. So everything, authority of everything is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who trust in Allah, those who are having tawakkal in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for them. He will never let them down. So someone who rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always support such a person. So this is the first thing. We should try to improve our level of tawakkal in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second point, that is, those people who do dhikrullah, wafkurullah kathiran la'allakum tuflihun. If you like to be successful, then do dhikr kathir. So people who are busy in dhikrullah, the minimum dhikr is at least we should not leave 5 prayers. And then beyond these 5 prayers, these are wajib, we should try to increase the level of dhikrullah in the morning, in the evening, at night. So as well as we will remember more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise we are defeating Iblis and Shayateen, and they will be unable. The time you are in wudu, you are busy in dhikrullah, usually Shayateen are away from the people who are doing dhikrullah. Number 3. Whatever I like for myself, I should also try to like the same thing for the other brother in Iman. So we should try to adopt the level of just, insaf, adalat, equality. So if we try to adopt these things, so this is something usually that kept away the Iblis and Shayateen from the believers. So when I have a different criteria for myself and the other criteria for other people, so then usually there is zulm. And whenever there is zulm, there is angerness, people are upset, society is upset. And whenever there is zulm, at that time people are under the control of Shayateen, and then they cannot protect themselves from the traps of Shayateen. So we should try our best to adopt just and insaf in our lives. Number 4, if there is any trial, any test, any azmaish, any musibat, sometimes we are being tested when Allah is giving us more and more. Sometimes we are being tested when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking whatever we are having. Sometimes some people, they are healthy, so that is due to favor of Allah. But sometimes Allah is going to test them with diseases, with different kinds of pains and calamities and problems and difficulties. So all those believers who are happy in all forms, in all conditions, whether they are ill or healthy, whether they are poor or rich, whether they are old or young, in any situation, in any condition, and especially when people are sick, when they are facing problems, pains, diseases, or when they are facing different kind of calamities, still if they are happy with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does not mean we should not do dua. Even according to a hadith, if someone is having simple fever, that fever comes to the believer just to remove his sins. So if something is coming, it does not mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is not favor of Allah. But sometimes Allah is testing us. So when I have given him too much, he was happy. Okay, let us put in other situation and let us check what kind of attitude when he is under the problems or he is in the diseases, how he behaves, how he reflects towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a believer, we should try our best to be happy with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah is giving us, we should be happy. We should say Alhamdulillah. If Allah is taking something back, we have to say Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, he had lot of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the richest person of the town. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him many sons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him prophet. So many, many blessings he had. And then time came when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took back everything. The same people, they were happy and they were using different facilities from the Prophet. The same people of the town, they expelled him out and they were thinking the disease he has, other people can get the same disease from him. So that's why they repelled him out of the town. But he was patient. He was happy with all favors and decisions and tests and trials of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately, the water comes out where he was, out of the town. He took bath in that water, and then the person who was sick, the person who was old, become young, become healthy. And he got everything, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided him already, except his sons. And after taking bath, Jibreel alayhi salam came and he gave a big tray to him, and that was full of tablets of gold. And Jibreel said, this is gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. Then Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam picked up that tray and kept with him. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam said, O Ayyub, I am observing very quickly you have picked up this tray. It is just due to that because this is a gold. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam said, O Jibreel, whatever came to me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always I welcome like this. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me, because that is from Allah, so that's why I am happy to welcome everything. If that was disease, if that was trial, if that was test, whatsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to me, I was happy. So likewise, if there is any test, any problem, sometimes we are losing jobs, sometimes we are having less money, sometimes we are having diseases, sometimes our relations have been broken down. So it does not mean we should get upset and go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe most of these things are due to our mistakes. We were lazy, we were not planning properly. But if still that is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so in all this situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He likes, we should come to Him, we should do tawbah, we should do dua, we should ask Him extra favors. Allah is not stopping us to do dua. Even in trials, in problems, calamities, our dua is accepted more, listen more. But what we should not do, that is, if we are facing any trial, any musibat, any problem, any bala, any bimari, we should not blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not go against Him. We should try to be happy. And the last point, that is very important if we want to keep away Iblis and Shayateen from us, that is, we should try to be happy with Qada'u Qadr. Qada'u Qadr means whatever is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be happy. You know, sometimes some people are putting little effort, they are earning more. Other people are putting a lot of effort, they are earning less. And sometimes our risk has been fixed. Whatsoever we have to do, some people are earning the same thing in 1 hour, other people are earning in 1 month. So sometimes the risk is fixed. We should not get upset. We should be happy if we are not muhtaj, dependent of other people. If we are getting risk and a little bit risk to keep alive ourselves, we have to say Alhamdulillah and we should be happy, because as much as we will get more, accountability will be more. So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow all these points, and with following these points, as it has been said, by Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So anyone who will have these five virtues, Shaitan is unable to control such a great believer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to adopt these five virtues. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, inna lil-insani lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat, wa tawassaw bil-haqqi wa tawassaw bil-sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد قضي السماوات والأرض والجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل معلوم وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثل شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
محمد وعلى ابن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدة شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخالق القائم المنتظر المهدي
اللهم صل على
اللهم اجعل ظهورا انهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع اني اليك من الراغبين واتمم لي انعامك انك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمره ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وصيكم بتقوى الله ونبي عمركم the spiritual advice of our first imam for all of us for the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you a lot of beauties and one of those beauties and favor is your life And always respect your life and your time. Never try to waste this life and this time. Where we waste this time? According to one hadith, so usually whenever we are wasting our time, our brain, our thoughts are getting involved somewhere. So according to hadith, hubbu dunya yufsidul aql. When people are getting involved in the love of this worldly things, this world, then that corrupts their brain, their thoughts. And when thoughts are wrong, everything, all actions are wrong. In another hadith, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Man araf Allah, khaf Allah. Anyone who has arif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anyone who has marifat, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khaf Allah, then he has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. But man khaf Allah, and anyone who has having fear of Allah, sakhata nafsahu anid dunya. So, who can control his nafs from dunya? Someone who is having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyone who does not have any fear of Allah, So usually they are tyrant, they are like Saddam, they are like this Qaddafi, they are like Bush. People who are killing, people who are ruining their lives, of mankind. So the important thing is we should try to inculcate the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, and that gives us marfat-e khuda. And with marfat-e khuda, then we will be able to control our lusty desire. We will be able to control nafs-e ammara, so that we should not be involved in hubb-e dunya. These days, especially the last week, the people of Pakistan, they're facing a lot of problems. And in Surah Baqarah, verse number 155, Allah says, "Wala nabluwannakum bishay'in min al-khawfi wal-ju'i wa naqsin min al-amwali wal-anfusi wath-thamarati wa bashshir as-sabirin." Allah says, we are going to test the people sometime with khawf and sometime with hunger. And sometime we are taking back their possessions and sometime we are taking back their lives. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ and sometime their crops and their fruits and everything they had that is being destroyed. فَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Although these are tests, sometimes these are in the form of adab, sometimes these are in the form of test. But those who will be sabir, they will have glad tidings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will favor them. So in 2005, the earthquake shattered the northern part of Pakistan. And last year, the flood from north to the south of Pakistan, and this year the heavy rains for 1 week. There is no history of such heavy rains in Pakistan. So this water that came, that was more than the flood of last year. And according to census, more than 200 people have been killed or died in these rains. The affected people are 5 million and 1 million houses or homes have been destroyed or damaged, and crops over 4.5 million acres, that is also, these crops have been destroyed. So the people who are living in villages, so there everything is these animals and the crops, especially the cotton crop, that is a valuable crop. And this time that crop has been lost. And people are looking towards ourselves, towards the world. Inshallah, as in the past you helped them generously, inshallah this time we should come forward. We should help them to provide them food or to provide them shelter. So last year more than 20 houses from our community, we raised the fund and 20 houses we built, and alhamdulillah people are living in those houses. So one big room we will be able to work with the charity who are working over there. At least £500 for one room we can provide them. Those who can sponsor houses, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give houses to us in the paradise and in this world as well. So if you can sponsor one house, so that is the permanent solution of at least some of their wounds. We can provide some kind of bandage, some kind of marham for them. And also, these days they need medicine, they need food, they need dress, lot of things. And for coming 6 months, 1 year, really, these people, they have nothing to do. And as they should get established, it will take time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to help them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them from all natural disasters, and also from the tyrants who are killing the people every day. In Lahore, the dengue virus is killing. In northern area, there was a funeral. People were praying namaz janaza, and the followers of Yazid and the follower of Wahhabis, they came and they killed more than 30 people in Namaz-e-Janaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give some guidance to these deviated people who never care. Killing one person is killing all humanity. I don't know how so-called Muslims are killing their Muslim sisters and brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change their thoughts, or change their environment so that in future they protect, they should care the lives of people and the possession of people. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar.